Did I hear somebody booing? Fair enough. I will earn it. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight. This is third week of Hemingway's here at White Whale in person. Still kind of weird being in person with folks. Very excited to be doing it. We can't thank White Whale enough. Anna Jill Halsey, who's going to be reading tonight. But often she is on the other side of this making sure I can do that, maybe. But yeah, honestly, thank you for coming out. We know things have been crazy and we're excited to be in person. Even if it has to be a kind of modified in person with masks and a lock on that door. It is pretty thrilling to be in front of human beings who care about poetry and writing. As a writer, I can tell you, the writers coming up so appreciate your being here tonight. So thank you. It's just such a meaningful thing to be able to read work, to respond to you purely. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. Joan's going to be up momentarily to tell you all about great readers who are coming up tonight and about Hemingway's. Me, I'm just going to do whatever. I'm going to read you a poem and then talk to you a little bit. So this is a poem by the poet Richard Hugo from his collection 31 Letters and 13 Dreams. Epistolary poems are probably my favorite form ever of writing poems. This is called Letter to Oberg from Pony. Oberg is Arthur Oberg, who's a contemporary poet of Hugo's, and Pony is a city in Montana. Dear Arthur, in a country where a wealthy handful of people tear down everything you could possibly love, break your affectionate connections with yourself by whim for profit, would move, if they could make money moving it, the national capital to Dubuque. Have already torn down Walt Whitman's house. Tried, damn their souls, to wreck the Pike Place Market. And in their slimy leisure plot to dismantle Miss Liberty and move her one piece at a time to Las Vegas, where, reassembled, she will be a giant slot machine. Pull the right arm, please, the one with the torch. You'd love to pack your things and move here. This is lovely. This is too great for a Paul. The only way here is by dream. Call it Xanadu or Shangri-La or Oz. Lovely old homes stand empty because somewhere in this floundering world, the owners toil and plan to come back here to die. I hope I die here. I want to spend my last years on the porch of the blue house next to the charming park. The town built and no one uses. Picnic tables ringed by willows and the soft creek ringing in the grass. I hope to sit there, drinking my past alive and watching seasons take over the park. This is only to assure you, Art, that in a nation that is no longer one, but only an amorphous collection of failed dreams, where we have been told too often by contractors, corporations, and crews that our lives don't matter, there still is a place where the soul doesn't recognize laws like gravity. Where boys catch trout, and that's important. Where girls come laughing down the dirt road to the forlorn store for candy. I love Pony like I love maybe 50 poems. The ones I return to again and again, knowing my attention can't destroy what's there. Give my best to Barbara, and take care, Dick. I wanna go back to this part right here real quick. In a nation that is no longer one, but only an amorphous collection of failed dreams, where we have been told too often by contractors, corporations, and crews that our lives don't matter, there still is a place where the soul does not recognize laws like gravity. Hugo's talking about the town, but it's one of his triggering towns, so you can't really take him at face value as to what Pony is really like. It just inspires the words of the poem. A little less gravity is probably what we all could use right about now. I sure could. The spaces that we find that in are these, you know, they call them the third space, the third place. It's not home, it's not work. It's where we go, it's where we gather. Bookstores are part of that. Art galleries, bars, clubs. Poetry readings are a part of that. So tonight, while we listen to these extraordinary poets that have given up their time to come and be with us and to share their worlds with us, we take part in that loosening of the gravity. No matter how serious the work is, or how comical or, you know, silly, it helps us do that. It unbinds us from having the pressure of standing on this earth right now, which is a lot. So thank you for coming. And thank you guys for reading tonight. I really appreciate it. I know Joan does. So let's lose some gravity tonight. Thank you.